Sports here at 720 WGN, and that means we bring in Bill Snyder, WGN-TV meteorologist, maven, and master.
Wow. I gotta tell you, that's quite an introduction, I'll tell you.
Listen, you know, believe it or not, I speak for a living. I use my voice to make
Yeah, I noticed okay? that.
Right. So, between air-conditioned rooms
yeah.
and air quality,
yeah.
I'm having a rough day, I have to tell you.
You know, John, it's something, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
This certainly escalated quickly, didn't it? I mean,
yes,
wow.
Yes, it certainly did. Yeah.
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 We were talking about it last week, I think, though.
Oh, we were. And you know what's interesting, John? The difference between what we were talking about last week to now is the wildfire smoke remained aloft. You know, up in the sky, and it didn't really make it down to the surface. Now we're dealing with it at ground level. And it's interesting, John, you know, what's behind all this is that, you know, what we have is elevated particulates, and our particulates from the smoke off the, you know, Canadian wildfires, plus a strong pollutant trapping temperature inversion is sitting over Chicago. Man. And this is strengthened by cool northeast winds off the lake. So believe it or not, the lake has partially to blame for this smoke here at the surface. That's leading to these poor air quality issues. You know, there's interestingly, John, 201 fires still burning up in Canada. 103 of them are burning out of control, according to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center. And so what's happening, John, is that the smoke, first it arrives into the Midwest at higher levels, which is what happened a week ago. We were talking about this. And what happens is nighttime cooling allows these particulates within this smoke plume to sink to the surface. It's the particulates mixed with other pollutants that are, you know, trapped beneath the temperature inversion, strengthened here in Chicago and Lakeside counties by the northeast winds off Lake Michigan. So that's behind the Air Pollution Action Day, which was issued for today.
Yeah.
And because this pattern is going to largely be unchanged, it's had to be extended into tomorrow. And boy, John, this really is something, because when you look at the different numbers here, you know, the AQI numbers, we were in the 160s today.
Man.
Do you know that if you look at all the large cities in the world, not just across the United States, but in the world, there was only one other location, John, that had a worse air quality than Chicago. And that was Dakar, Senegal. Isn't that something?
Really?
Yeah. So we had worse – at one point today, we had worse air quality than anywhere in China, than Santiago, Chile. So not a dubious honor that we should be very proud of. That's for sure.
So I got my windows rolled up. I wear a mask outside. I mean – is there anything
you know, John? This is largely, you know, the EPA cautions. This is a huge issue for folks that are that have respiratory issues,
right.
whether
yeah.
it's asthma or heart issues. And really, what the urgent message is here, John, is that, you know, especially when we've been today largely in the unhealthy category. You know, that the categories, they go from good to moderate to unhealthy for some, to unhealthy to very unhealthy. So it's basically like a 5-tier scale. You know, we talk about different scales for thunderstorms from the Storm Prediction Center. Well, the air quality is similar, and there's 5 levels on there. And we were at the level 4 today for much of the day and for much of the area, which is, you know, when you get to that unhealthy category, everybody should reduce prolonged activities or heavy exertion outside. You know, active children, older adults, and people with pulmonary or respiratory diseases such as asthma should really avoid prolonged activities at all, and consider even and taking their exercises indoors.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at right now, John. And I think we're going to, like I said, we're going to be facing these similar issues tomorrow. So we're going to be probably, you know, oscillating between the unhealthy for some to the unhealthy category, which is, you know, where we spent most of today. So another day of this on the way, and because the northeasterly wind flow is going to be very similar to what we had today. So you're going to see that hazy, you know, milky looking sky out there, and really reduces the visibility, and you know, you lose sight of all the skyscrapers downtown.
What effect, if any, does this have on the temperature?
Yeah, well, that's interesting, John. You know, the temperature, you could probably just chop 3 to 5 degrees off the temperature. You know, one of the factors today in our cooler temperatures, although it did warm up compared to yesterday. Yesterday was unseasonably cool. You know, we spent most of the day in the low to mid 60s yesterday when we should be in the mid to upper 70s. Well, today we at least warmed into the low 70s except for, you know, in all areas except for near the lake, you know, due to that northeasterly breeze that's been so persistent this spring. You know, going back to, you know, we've had such a, it's been very frustrating for those that live right along the lakefront because the warm days have been far and few between. But yeah, John, the smoke adds the haze into the atmosphere and it obscures the sun. And so you're probably looking at temperatures, you know, maybe 3-4, in some cases 5 degrees cooler than they would otherwise be due to the wildfire smoke that's, you know, again, that's reached the surface. So it has an effect. And we've been in a cool period, John. You know, if you go back the last 19 days to the middle of May, 17 of the last 19 days have been below normal, which is pretty remarkable because we were on such a streak. And if you look at that period, the average temperature is about 59.9 degrees, which again is about, if you average it out per day, it averages nearly 4 degrees below normal per day. And 7.5 degrees cooler than the same period a year ago. And it's the coolest such mid-May to early June period here, John, in 17 years since 2008. So it's quite a change from last year. And you know what's interesting too is I looked at, you know, last year we had such a remarkable run with temperatures. You know, only 1 month out of the whole year was below normal, John, and that was July, and it was barely below normal. It was 0.4 degrees. But every other month of the year in 2024 posted a temperature surplus. Well, guess what? This year, it's been anything but that. Three of the first 5 months this year have been below normal. Interesting, huh? And June, we'll see how June fares, but we're right around normal so far for June. But January, February, and May all finished below normal so far in temperatures. So we're already, certainly it's been a different character in terms of temperatures compared to a year ago so far.
Now, is it my memory not the best on a lot of different things?
No, you got a great memory, John.
Oh, sure. What's my name? So a couple of years ago, we had these Canadian wildfires.
We did.
Did we have them last year? I don't remember it.
You know what, John? I think that they were there, but I don't think it was quite as extensive as what we had 2 years ago. So I think that's what you're recalling. And 2 years ago, you know, we had these horrible air quality issues like what we saw today and what we're going to see tomorrow. But if they were prevalent last year, I don't think that they were as widespread here at ground level. And that was the difference. You know, if they stay aloft, it doesn't really affect you that much. You know, you get a little milkiness to the sky, and it certainly encourages these beautiful reddish-hued sunrises and sunsets. But last year, you know, 2 years ago, we definitely had issues here at the surface. And I think, you know, if I had to make a forecast here, you know, these fires, I don't see them going away in Canada anytime soon. And so anytime we bring a wind flow in from the north or the northwest in an area where the fires are burning, especially uncontrollably up there, we're going to have some issues down here at the surface. And so I think that it's going to be something that we're going to be dealing with on and off much of the summer, unfortunately.
Well, how are we going to be dealing with everything over the weekend?
Oh, okay. Well, how about that, John? Yes. Yeah, so tomorrow will look and feel very similar to today. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, hazy skies, temperatures back in the low to mid 70s away from the lake. Near the lake, it'll be in the mid 60s. And, you know, under partly cloudy skies. Saturday, we'll start the day with partly sunny skies and then see some clouds build in the afternoon. There could be a few showers that develop Saturday evening, but we're talking about only 30% of the area getting in on any rainfall at that time. So largely most of the area will be dry, and we'll see temperatures again for the third straight day in the middle 70s away from the lake. And again, the lake breeze will encourage some cooling for areas here downtown and along the area beaches, so it'll be more like mid-60s there. Sunday, we should see temperatures warm a few degrees as a better organized wind defeats any lake cooling. So most areas will get up close to 80 degrees under a mix of sun and clouds, but we'll see the clouds build in the afternoon again, and we might pop some isolated showers and thunderstorms, and that looks like about 50% aerial coverage, John, on Sunday afternoon and evening, ahead of another little drop in temperatures behind that. So we'll see temperatures drop again in the low to mid-70s. 70s early next week. But if you're waiting for summer, which I know a lot of people are for summer-like temperatures, it does look like the middle and end of next week we see a period of warmer weather as the jet stream flattens out. So it brings in more of a zonal flow and encourages warmer temperatures. So I think we're looking, John, at a string of temperatures in the low to mid, maybe even upper 80s, beginning as early as next Wednesday, continuing Thursday, Friday, and maybe even into part of next weekend. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes, indeed. And you can wrap up your report on a warm note.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
John, it's always
a
pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bill Snyder, longtime WGN-TV weather producer. Love having him on.